This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He wasn't doing a good job, very simply. He was not doing a good job.
And the fact that he was dumped as the FBI director. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow, right at the top, what a treat. We have the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Bob, Comey, 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 as you said to me, that's the buzz.
Oh, this is it. This is a big one. I had an easy media day. I've got to say, Kate, that this president creates great work for us, I think.
Yes.
I just did a Comey Day across the United States. This is quite fascinating. If we really look at why this happened, I don't buy the fact that President Trump was fearful. Comey was on his tail. I think this is pure Trump anger. I think it's President Trump who probably should have fired him day one. Really, in all reality. And I think it boiled up just to the point where he said, that's it, you know, I'm done. He didn't like how Comey interacted, with the whole answers on Russia and not going after people leaking to the media. I think there's probably three or four major things that, led to this. And Comey's a debatable person, Kate, as you know, and some hold him in the highest standards, and others look at what he did with Hillary Clinton. I can only go back to one thing in July that you and I talked about on your show at the time. When you come forth and you say somebody is innocent, has been found, not guilty, not culpable for crimes, which is what he did in last July with Hillary Clinton, you don't then proceed to question or trash them. On the other hand, that's not how the law works. And Comey did that. And at that time, I did stick up for the fact that Hillary Clinton shouldn't have to have gone through that if he, in fact, found her, not guilty of anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. There's a lot of strange things here. So now there's this call for a special prosecutor. Mm-hmm. You see some Republicans are attaboying Trump and some are saying that they don't like it. Is there going to be some kind of a special prosecutor?
I predicted today, about 3 hours before Mitch McConnell said there wouldn't be a special prosecutor, I predicted there wouldn't. Mitch McConnell, I served with him. He's a seasoned guy, and he's got a pretty firm hand. John McCain wants a special prosecutor. He said that right away. And Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, wants a special prosecutor. I think McCain for different reasons. But I thought that McConnell would react the way he did, which is to say, no, not special prosecutor. I mean, prosecutor takes this to an entirely different level. I was around for the days of, Ken Starr. I was on the Whitewater Committee of Dan Burton, to investigate, and the subpoena powers and the special prosecutors that are around. That's a whole different level. And because Trump fired, whether somebody thinks, well of Trump or not, he does have the ability, and it's not a constitutional chaotic situation, he has the ability to fire the director of the FBI. He has the ability to fire him if he doesn't like the way he looks. I mean, they have that ability. Bill Clinton was the last one to fire an FBI director, and that was because of ethical problems of the guy named Sessions at the time, not the current Sessions. Nobody could fire J. Edgar Hoover because he had them all blackmailed. That wasn't going to happen. It's not a constitutional chaos situation. Really, it isn't. So I don't know why the, quote, special prosecutor would come into play. But McConnell would do some type of commission or some type of, legal look into it.
So I didn't realize this, but it's a 10-year appointment, and he only had done 3 years, right?
Yes, and they created, if my memory serves me right, they created that 10-year appointment years ago to try to have some consistency, within. I was surprised myself that Comey didn't just quit after the election, especially after the, you know, Hillary deal in July and then the one so close to the election. And here is the problem within. You cannot do anything. I've been through this personally, by the way. Justice Department at one time threatened to indict me 5 days before the primary. And frankly, for no good cause. And we just went ahead and said, be my guest, is what my attorneys told them. You know, you cannot do things to influence elections. And that's a pretty firm rule. So Comey had a tough decision, went around the attorney general and just decided, what, how many days was that before the election? Five?
Yeah.
You know, with Anthony Weiner laptop. So there's some controversy to him. I mean, I've always thought he's a pretty decent guy, but there are series of controversies to him. And again, it is now. I understand people will defend, you know, Chuck Schumer and say, well, you know, he's doing this because he believes that Trump is trying to undo the Russian probe. But it's hard for the public to have heard, what, 10 days ago, Hillary Clinton say Comey, if not for Comey, I would be president. And
yeah,
it's hard now to turn around and say, oh, well, now the Democratic side is just, you know, they're really concerned about this issue, when in fact Hillary Clinton, less than 10 days ago, said if not for Comey, she would be president of the United States. So I don't think the Democratic side is going to be able to sell to the average person that, you know, that they really now like Comey.
Yeah, no kidding. Who's going to be on that short list? So how long is it going to take to get another FBI director?
Well, this is interesting. The acting director is in all kinds of problems anyway. That's McCabe, whose wife had made some contributions with McAuliffe, the Virginia governor, and he went to the Internal Ethics Committee at the time in Justice. So he has some issues. He's the temporary guy. If I had to make a wild bet, and I don't know what I'm basing this on, but Senator Kelly, former Senator Kelly Ayotte, I think if I were Trump, I maybe would do that, like immediately. I think they have to do something in a couple of days, in my opinion.
So not drag it out.
Kelly Ayotte.
Kelly Ayotte. All right. Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it? You're right. There's something.
It is. And this one's got a lot of twists and turns, but I really don't think that the special prosecutor, that would have been, that was suggested first by John McCain, but I think that seriously would be an overkill. Now, they've got to do something with the whole Russian deal. But I would assume some kind of commission. If they do a dog and pony Congress, you know, House, Senate show, then they'll have what they had with Benghazi, multiple hearings that led to nothing.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
right.
I don't get it. Bob Ney, always fun to have you on. Thank you so much.
Kate. Thank you.
Coming up next on ATN, we'll talk a little bit more about this Comey deal. And I think Bob's right. I think you're really going to see a very quick turnaround on this. You know, they're not just going to leave this wide open. It only makes sense to fill the gaps. More reaction to Comey. We're going to zig in a couple of different directions and zag, as a matter of fact, like we're running away from gators, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
America Tonight, reaction from some Democrats. Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, reacts. Also, Senator Chuck Schumer, he is all over this Comey situation. So we'll get the flip side of it, the other side, and what some of the Dems have to say. Some of the Republicans aren't on board either, but the Democrats are certainly all over this. I mean, they are looking for the testimony. They're saying they won his testimony with these new questions about his ouster. So here's what, and this is the Senate Minority Leader who's really riding herd on this. Here's what Chuck Schumer had to say on the floor.
The recent revelations about the Rosenstein and Comey meeting demand that the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, Attorney General Sessions, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, brief the Senate and answer questions because of so many things swirling about from last night's firing.
Yeah. He's saying that there's just too many questions that need to be answered. In the meantime, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says more information about the request. He'll look at that before he's ready to comment on it. He was kind of just saying, you know, there's not going to be a special investigation. We heard that from Bob. McConnell said that many Democrats are furious with Comey for the way he handled the investigation into Hillary Clinton, which that makes sense because, remember, there was a conversation about Comey and the elections and the skepticism over that. But I don't think they're going to let the special prosecutor thing die down anytime soon. And here's what Senator Elizabeth Warren's take was.
I think that there's just no doubt, given the timing, that the reason that Comey was fired was because Donald Trump wants to cut off any investigation into any connections that he has with his campaign and connections to the Russians.
Yeah, I don't know. They were going back to that whole Russians thing again, and you know, what's did the Russians jack with the election? What did Comey know? You know, all of that. And here's this whole thing. Rod Rosenstein is kind of become the hatchet man for Donald Trump. So what Rod Rosenstein said about Trump and Russia 2 months ago was kind of interesting, if you recall. And remember, this was part of the Sunday swirl. In other words, the talking heads across the tube were really all over this, and have been anyway. But he was, you know, his confirmation came, I guess, I want to say the beginning of March, just after Jeff Sessions became the Attorney General and had recused himself from the Russia deal. So Rosenstein's hearing to be Sessions' deputy was under the microscope all of a sudden. And that week after Rosenstein, you know, I guess, pushed Trump, this week after he pushed Trump to fire Comey, now they're intently looking at him and saying, well, I don't know, there's got to be some answers here from him, and what role does he play in this? And he was on the cusp of being the person who was overseeing the investigation into Russian interference. Now it's kind of a whole different thing. In fact, what Rosenstein said, he said, certainly if the president had a conflict in a particular matter, I would not take any advice from the president. That's what he told the senator from Hawaii, one of them, when he was asked about presidential interference in the Russia investigation. So there's this confusing information on this, but that was a couple months ago, and they're not committing to, they weren't committing to a special prosecutor. And now you have the Democrats who are screaming for a special prosecutor. Don't know if we're going to see that play out at all. Don't think we're going to see that. I think there's going to be lots of dust that gets kicked up and kicked up and kicked up. But I don't think in the end, do not think in the end we will go there. Just don't think it's going to, just do not think it's going to happen. Do the Republicans in Congress, do they win on this Comey thing? Do they lose on this thing? I think it's kind of split, because there are some Republicans who aren't on board with it. So it's kind of a split. I think it's kind of split all the way around. I mean, look, the Senate committee subpoenas the former Trump advisor Flynn over Russia. So now here he is again. On Wednesday, they were demanding documents related to Russia from the former national security advisor. So they're looking into all of the Russia allegations of meddling into the election. So that rallying cry hasn't changed necessarily. And while that's part of it, the question is, did the president have to give a reason for firing Comey? I mean, that's something interesting to look at. Did he have to come up with something that would be palatable to people who are questioning this? You know, think about George Bush, George W. Bush, when he fired seven U.S. attorneys in 2006. When he did that. So, there was a lot of there were questions there, but there weren't any big answers. So the Trump White House, I think the biggest problem is it's just got all kinds of leaks. It's like the leakiest boat in the land, especially in the early days, more the early days probably than anything else. And I think that there probably should have been more people that could have been brought into this whole decision. And then some of the turmoil that fell out because of the firing of Comey might not have been as brutal. It just, there wasn't enough people on this, I think. Regardless, he's fired. There's questions about it. There may be an investigation. There may not. I don't think it's going to bring them down. I'm listening to radio and I'm flipping around during the day listening to different stations across the country to get a sense of what's being talked about. And I keep hearing from, you know, some of the more progressive stations I tuned into that this is the beginning of the unraveling of Trump. I just don't think Comey is the unraveling of Trump at all. And again, there were so many Democrats that were calling for Comey's head during the election because of the Hillary Clinton thing, when Anthony Weiner's laptop, when that came out, that kicked up some controversy right before the election, less than a week out. So there were Democrats that were calling for him to be booted, and then this latest row with Comey puts him at odds with the president, let's face it. And, so there you have it. I mean, isn't it you serve at the pleasure of the president? And if that's the case, how could you possibly, think that he was going to weather that storm when there was some confusion over his testimony? And the answer is, you aren't going to see that. That's the bottom line. By the way, I got to tip the cap to the Pittsburgh Penguins. I know some of you are on the edge of your seat, right? Dying to know what's happening in the hockey world. But Pittsburgh won the series 4-3, their Eastern Conference second rounder. They beat the Washington Capitals, of course, the team that I picked to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. They were so good and so close, but yet so far away from the supremacy of the Penguins, who have the best player, one of the best players in hockey, and that is a guy named Sidney Crosby. Just remember his name. He probably won't, but just in case. It's the answer to a trivia question. There you go, right? So keep that one closed for sure. Absolutely, right? Hey, and I've got this to throw out, too. Somebody just now texted me to tell me, did you know that flyers like U.S. Airlines, because a new survey came out, and despite all the incidents, the satisfaction rating is up for the fifth straight year. Say what? There was an incident on Southwest. We're talking about it on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ah, yes, the airline and satisfaction, and apparently the numbers were still up, but this was caught on video, a fist fight. You just heard it. You couldn't see it, but a Southwest jet, as it was taxiing to a gate in California, that's what that was all about. So, you know, everybody has these cameras so they can catch everything, and that's what was caught, and it was posted to Twitter. Two men can be seen kind of jostling with one another. One is thrown into the seats in front of them. The other man has a series of punches, receives a bunch of punches before other passengers and flight attendants intervene, and it was pretty wild. And what you heard was just the sounds of it. If you see it, it is just equally as nutty. It's nutty. It's nutty anymore. When you fly, you better just pack everything: your boxing gloves, your patience, your anything you can think of. It's so funny because Southwest Airlines ranked higher than any other airline in J.D. Power's 2017 rankings of North American carriers. The airline also ranked first in the low-cost category. So let's just re-rack this for a second. A passenger is dragged from his seat on United. A mother and an American Airlines flight attendant argue over a stroller. Delta apologizes after kicking a family off a plane over a seat mix-up. Lately, it's been pretty brutal, right? But still, people who were surveyed, about 11,000 of them, on average, they say they had a better experience than last year even. So Southwest came in the first all the way across the board. JetBlue was second. WestJet, whatever that is, WestJet, there's three of them, came in third. And Frontier Airlines, I flew that once, came in fourth. That's the Midwest, of course. American Airlines, where are you? New. Complaints and performance numbers, they were down too. So complaints about airlines dropped from 1.90 per 100,000 passengers in 2015 to 1.52 per 100,000 passengers in 2016. You know what? You just, I don't know. You just, like I said, you just have to roll with whatever happens when you fly. I just had dinner with somebody who was telling me they were going to Jacksonville, Florida. The flight got messed up, and then they had to change this, and they changed the people on the flight. And it was like a 20-hour odyssey in between Dallas, Texas, and Jacksonville, Florida, which it's really a short flight, actually. I mean, you know, a couple hours, so relatively. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. I guarantee he hasn't flown in a while. Hey, Dan, when was the last time you flew the friendly skies?
Never.
I see you're smart. You walk, right? You ride.
Well, I got my new truck. I just drive everywhere.
Yeah, just drive.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting ready to go to New Mexico, go gold mining for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin just took off for Alaska, and my other cousin just came and brought me a refrigerator and an entire house full of food and a whole lot of money. So
that's
I'm a happy camper. I'm a happy camper. Now, look, on this situation with Donald Trump and Comey and all that, and the Democrats going blah, 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 Russia, 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 they have no evidence whatsoever. This whole thing is just a bunch of crybaby losers, and John McCain is not really a Republican. He has been mad at the entire United States because he got left in the Hanoi Hilton, and instead of being sprung and brought home as a hero, he even dumped his first wife to marry a rich bitch. And as far as I'm concerned, McCain is scum. If he dropped dead tomorrow, I'd throw a party in the front yard with his cardboard coffin and throw my beer cans in it.
How do you really feel? Okay, so you don't like John McCain, and you say it was just all nonsense and it was the thing that had to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have any jokes for you tonight, except this one. What is the food of Martians?
Food of Martians. Soylent Green?
No. Martian Mellows.
Martian Mellows. I love it. Oh, my gosh. That's good. Martian Mellows. I'm taking
that.
You're brilliant. I love it.
Thank you. You are
Have
too.
A good one.
You're
Have
brilliant.
A good one. I love it.
Bye-bye.
Martian Mellows. That's sticking with me. All right, so obviously, Dan, not happy with John McCain. I mean, here's the thing. I thought Comey was doing a weak job with the whole thing that happened right before the election because he made it seem suspicious. So I thought it was stupid that, to me, he threw all that out of whack and it didn't need to happen, bottom line. So he called all that into question as far as I was concerned. And, so brutal. That's what I would say. Just he made a few huge mistakes. So forget Democrat, Republican administration, whatever. And you know, we could tear apart the whole Russia thing. And I like the idea of tearing apart the whole Russia thing. But I still say that I just still say Comey needed to go anyway. He caused too much doubt and too. And I think of Robert Mueller before him and how he did in that position and how he went through several administrations and some of what he had to weather as the FBI director or deal with, because that's your job. So what he had to deal with, and I would give him an A+. Compared to what we saw from Comey, there's no question about it. Yeah, absolutely no question whatsoever. You know, Bernie Sanders weighs in and he says Trump is impeding a significant investigation. So, I mean, really, the Democrats feel like they have it right that it's more than just politics. that there's something here, that there was there collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Russia interferes with other elections. Are they interfering with, did they interfere with the U.S. election? So, I don't know. Will there be the, will there be the special counsel or independent counsel moving forward? I think probably not. I think probably not. That's probably not going to happen. I mean, you know, here's the thing. You got to have to be able to throw that up. You can throw out the allegations, but the evidence has to be there, because guess what? If we dive deep into this and go into another wild goose chase, we're just chasing our tails all over the place. And that's the thing. Where's the credible? You have to have credible collusion. Is there credible collusion? Is that out there? Or are there big chunks of evidence that we just don't know, that we haven't heard yet? That's what I would want to see. I just think flat out, Comey had to go. He wasn't doing the kind of job that you would expect from the FBI director. He just shouldn't have been the head of the FBI. He shouldn't have been the head of the FBI. If you go and look back on some of the ridiculous decisions that he made, disastrous, I think, and could have been worse. And that's what you heard Trump say in the beginning of this hour. And again, I would say, for me, I would just put it aside, Republican or Democrat, just not good. And I love it. Putin was asked about Comey, and he just laughed it off. I mean, what is he going to say to that? He didn't have much of really anything to say. As we zig and zag, and as I say, in these different directions, it has been a feeding frenzy to get an interview with Donald Trump, to get another interview with Trump. But he hasn't given any interviews or held any public events in about a week. He's supposed to sit down with NBC's Lester Holt on Thursday afternoon. Will he? With the firing of Comey, will this interview, the interview was booked on Monday, and of course nobody had any idea that Comey was going to be booted. Will he still sit down with him and, you know, give him the interview and talk about it? Because it's pretty high stakes now. Will Trump let that all filter through Lester Holt or not? It's a huge interview for NBC and MSNBC. And of course, MSNBC has lower ratings, and NBC has lower ratings compared to ABC. So having that kind of an interview on the heels of the Comey deal is pretty good. And remember, Holt moderated the first presidential debate last fall, and he actually got pretty good reviews. He wasn't shellacked like some of the others who did the subsequent debates. So he may still be okay, and they might not back out of that interview. It'll be interesting to see, because I want to hear what he has to say more specifically when he's asked by somebody about whether or not there was any of this credible stuff that was in the hands of Comey and what's really happening. Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo next.
Hey, Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I like that. That's like me trying to play something musical. So once again, as we make the final turn here for America Tonight, the question now becomes fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo, it's the best.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan Reeder, how are you?
Yo, Kate Delaney, I'm not too shabby.
You know, good thing you haven't been flying the friendly skies because they're not so friendly anymore if you haven't noticed.
When was the last time it was really... I have never liked large airports and flying like that. I just don't.
Yeah, and now it's just gotten worse. I mean, the whole fistfight thing the other day was crazy in California, where two men were shoving each other, and then some other passengers and some other and the flight attendants got involved, and it was at Burbank Airport. It's they arrested one of them for misdemeanor battery, put him in jail.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yep. I'm gonna go shredded on that because, you know, that's what the airport does to people.
I know it makes everyone crazy. I agree. That's what it is. So, yeah, he's gonna get, I'm sure, bailed out, and then they'll move on from there, and they'll see whatever kind of charges, I guess, they file. How about this? Tesla is going to begin selling solar roof tiles. And they're saying this could be a breakthrough in the solar energy industry. Tesla is going to install them for customers this summer. You know, they're known for their electric cars. I just saw a Tesla today when I was walking. And now they're going to accept these orders for glass roof tiles with embedded solar collectors that they say are going to be more durable than a typical roof. It's going to be a third lighter and cheaper when electricity saving and tax credits are included. So they're offered through this company called Solar City, and it's a Tesla company, or, you know, they're connected. So Elon Musk, who owns the company, told reporters when he was showing them off that the business would start off initially very slow, then gather speed and explode. People would all want to have these tiles. They become popular. What do you think? Tiles that will convert sunlight into electricity.
Absolutely. I think it's great. And it's, you know, it's interesting to see the development of products that are pretty essential to society, like that, like collection of basic things like solar energy.
Solar energy. Yeah, exactly. If it works, you know, then he's saying it's going to be cheaper. If it's going to be cheaper and you know, that's different. So
what are the things that make it sound like it's not going to work?
How they're produced, if they're produced correctly. And Elon Musk has a good track record because the Tesla has worked well. They haven't had a lot of problems with Tesla in the beginning, yes, but now. Then the whole rocket thing, you know, the SpaceX that he's involved with, that's actually been pretty decent, and they're working to make that become a bigger reality. So I would say he has a good track record, and I think it would work.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm going to give him probably working already, and it just,
yeah,
it sounds like something market kind of will easily want and is ready for, and that the government is kind of pushing us towards already with incentivization, and that's nice.
So it probably takes off if it works, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. How about this? NBC, bingo, yeah. NBC announced a live musical. Do you think live musicals are popular anymore? Do you think people like live musicals?
Yes, but you gotta ask the right people.
Yeah, okay, I want to tell you what the musical is. NBC has picked Jesus Christ Superstar to be its next live musical.
Its next live musical? When was its last live musical?
I don't know. I don't remember another live musical. Did they do one? It doesn't even... I didn't know anything about that. I'm like, okay, when was that?
I bet the Muppets are involved.
You know, it's,
Wait, which studio are the Muppets? Is that ABC?
No. I don't know what studio the Muppets are. I don't know. That's a good question. How about this? this is a funny story that I happen to see about these pregnant women who flocked to a pizza joint for its labor-inducing slices. Yeah. It's a funny story, but 6 years ago, here's what happened. These different women were having trouble. You know, their due dates were passing, and they went to this particular pizza place. And guess what happened? They went into labor. And now, last month, another friend went to the same pizza place, tried the same trick, ate the pizza, and guess what? Went into labor. Labor-inducing pizza.
Sure. Sure,
Pregnant women. At this North Carolina pizza joint.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Hawthorne's.
Okay.
Right? Cool. Hawthorne's. New York pizza and Barr.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Allie Aldrich. 38 and a half. She pretty much couldn't do anything to get up, bring on labor. And then she went to the pizza place and poof! She was pregnant. She was big. She was swelling a lot. And the pizza place made her have a baby.
That's nice. I'll go with sure on this one.
Sure. Spicy foods, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the spicy foods. It could be.
Yep.
I tried it. It works. That's what they're saying. All these women are saying, I tried it. It works.
Yep.
What do you want me to
That's
say?
That's great. I mean, eat pizza because it's awesome. Keep this local business working because it's
working.
I agree
with that.
So, sure.
Sure. Sure. It wasn't too long ago that we just had on our Forbes Books at Bedtime segment that's coming up next hour. We had on a guy from Cinemark to talk about what they were doing to get movie people excited about going to the movies. And, of course, one of them was reclining chairs and gourmet food and, you know, that whole thing, that recreating that living room experience. Do you like that idea? If you went to a movie, would you rather be in an old-fashioned theater or do you want to be reclining and whatnot?
Well, I like both. I don't get to the theater often. Me and my daughter did go to see that Smurf movie a little while
nice.
Ago. Yeah, and that was nice because we went to a theater that doesn't get used as often, and there was barely anyone in there, and the seats were gloriously humongous and really comfortable. Having food in there and... just a few little things
it.
Like that. It was nice, but
it's
just
cheap.
Was happenstance. That was happenstance. And yes, it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very expensive to be there. So make that experience worthwhile and not the same old, same old.
Yeah, I agree. If you're going to spend the money,
out, right? Come on,
it's
the market, right?
Exactly. It's everybody wants an experience. So it's about the experience, not the rest of it. And if it's about the experience, then they'll pay for it occasionally, but it's not cheap. You go to the theater if you're ordering gourmet food and then the tickets, you know, you could be out $70 for a movie.
Yeah.
Where, boy, it used to be popcorn and a drink or whatever, or you're smuggling food in.
Yep.
And you weren't spending $70 to go to the movies. So I'm going to say... It's bingo for once in a while, but be careful what you spend.
Oh, yeah.
Really, it'll add up. All right, Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
You got it, Kate. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour, this version of America Tonight.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.